So these ride-sharing companies, this is fascinating to me because this is an example of a true disruptive technology. 2009, we didn't have this. We did not have this at the beginning of 2009. Now, literally, Uber has become a descriptive term. We just use it in our regular vernacular. Are you going to Uber somewhere? Are you going to go somewhere? Like, yeah, I got to Uber there. Like, this has moved quickly, much more quickly than our laws move. And so it is kind of an interesting dynamic area that we are seeing legislation just like really happen while we're practicing. This is a free flowing and free moving thing. And there's been some interesting dynamics that are going on. So right now, I think a lot of us have seen Uber in the news with some of the shenanigans going on with their pesky SEO and all of that. But the real big takeaway here is Uber is trying to do an IPO this year. And there's no secret about this. And this has been all over the news. And this is why there's a lot of drama going around Uber. Why is this important? Why does this matter to you? Okay. Big ninja tip takeaway here that this is important. And each one of y'all need to just emblaze this in your brain right now. Try to get your Uber cases done right now. Right now. There is an IPO out there. They are wanting to show the least amount of liabilities on the books. And I'm telling you, you're going to get a better value on those claims than once they put in the management structure that is then going to be much more cognizant about profits and all the different like payouts and different things like that. So right now is the time. If you have a pending Uber case, you try to get that thing settled because you're probably going to get a little bit more money than you would in a few, months even, once this IPO is done.